Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life Live is dedicated to transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word to give you hope and help in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. My pleasure to be doing this with Dr. Jill Hubbard today. Hi, Jill. How are you?
Hi, Steve. I am good.
Good.
Glad to be here.
And you're about to be muted.
Yes, I am.
Prevent that little echo thing. Okay, good. All right. So, everybody, here it is. Da-da-da-da. We have this here online auction starting on Monday. We've talked to you about it. Click, go to newlife.com and click on the auction banner. Look at some of these items. There's some really great stuff there, and I just going to comment on it briefly. But it's what we're trying to do is just come up with any way we can to be creative in helping people help us help others. So this is kind of fun because when you bid on something and win it, then all that money goes to us because all of these have been donated. So please check it out. There may be something that, well, your life just, it's been lacking.
Well, it's so fun, to go shopping, and now we can just do it on the computer, right? So everybody likes to look. It's like, do some window shopping, and you might find something you like.
Check it out, please.
Yeah.
But hopefully the reason you tuned in is because we love to answer questions about problems, and we're going to do that right now. We're going to go to Karen, Atlanta, Georgia, Sirius XM Satellite Radios, where she listens, channel 131 at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. Hi, and welcome, Karen. How are you today?
Thank you. Thank you, Steve and Jill. I appreciate you taking the call. I'm doing good. Just back to school, so the kids have colds, and of course, Mom has a cold, so forgive my voice.
Oh, it's okay.
Yes, I just wanted to comment. Just recently finished Worthy of Her Trust via the Audible CD through Amazon, and I just wanted to say, Steve, it was life-changing for me.
Oh, really? Really?
Yes, it was life-changing. I was struggling for years with the validation piece of it. All these emotions it'll be 5 years in December that I found out about my husband having an affair. And so all these years of struggling since then, it just put it all in every single chapter and every single word popped out, and I just wrote notes like, that's it. That's why I'm feeling like that. Unfortunately, because he hasn't done the work that you described, and it's so difficult. And my question is, we went to see the pastor. We're at a 911 place. You know, I'm considering filing for a divorce, which I never thought I would ever say that. 20 years we just celebrated. When we were talking to the pastor, I was bragging about the book, and my husband said, well, it didn't help me a bit. Too painful to go back and revisit. So I just wanted to get some direction from you, and the fact that I'm contemplating this seriously, and maybe some next steps and some guidance.
Yeah. So when you went to this pastor, what was the overall advice to both of you from the pastor?
He wanted to know if we were in it 100%. We both said yes. He basically advised us that the 20-year marriage was over. We needed to start a new marriage together. And, crossed out on the chalkboard lies, withholding, stealing, cheating, all those things that had damaged the trust. And that was the direction. And a couple of days later, there was more withholding, even after such a bold and blatant kind of come to Jesus with the pastor.
Okay. So wouldn't it be great if that had just fixed everything? If you could just say, we're going to start over. But we are humans, and our brain gets locked in and wired. And you know what? The best intentions or the temporary pain of being found out. Mm-hmm. None of it replaces what true repentance and remorse can bring about and change. So we're going to talk about what is the next step right after this. You're listening to New Life Live.
God pulled me out of the gutter of my life that I was living in.
I have done a lot of work over the last 40 years. This is the first time I've ever felt love.
I've had such a wonderful weekend here, and for the first time in a long time, I've felt at home.
And the Lord has set me free from my mother's story about me not being good enough.
The New Life Finding Freedom Workshop is coming to Dallas, Texas, September 20th to the 22nd.
We're going
to
talk about forgiveness and codependency. We're going to understand that family of origin, the unhealthy reactions to it. We're going to talk about the cycle of shame and surrender and developing the plan that moves us forward. There'll be 8 teaching sessions and 6 small group sessions.
To register or to learn more about the Finding Freedom Workshop, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com.
I am living a new life, and I believe that I have the resources and tools to continue that.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back, and we're starting in here with Karen and her husband. He didn't think that worthy of her trust was, I mean, the comment was, well, when she says a great book, he says to the pastor, well, it didn't help me. What a sad thing.
When I thought, Steve, that was so telling, he mm-hmm. said it was too, or you said, Karen, it was too painful. So mm-hmm. that's part of the problem that fuels everything he does and his yeah. hiding, because he avoids everything that's painful. And that's yeah. part of why he keeps acting out, right? Because you have to stop right. and look at the painful stuff. And he's terrified.
Right. He's terrified. You're exactly right. Because yeah. by now we should be living such a new life together and such an abundance.
Right.
You know, God gives you beauty for ashes. And I knew there was a reason this happened. So willing to hold on to what God had given me. But now over months and months, those acting out things are continuing to get worse.
Right.
And
so
I'm
something
really struggling.
Isn't getting to that little boy inside of him.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
Have you talked to him about him being terrified? Is that something, you know, you sound
not
well aware
really.
Of? Okay.
Not well, we have. We have, and we've had many discussions, but it can't come from me anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it needs right. to come from a professional. Someone needs to dig deep with him and help him, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think one of the most courageous things you could do is to get into a support group for you specifically for women who, you know, like at our church, we have a Women in the Battle, and it's for women whose husbands are struggling.
Mm-hmm.
So what he needs to see first, before you declare it's over or anything like that, it's different. He needs to see different before he hears it's over. So how do you make it different?
Okay.
One thing you could do, you could come to our Restore workshop and mm-hmm. meet other women going through the same thing and get some really great help in how to deal with this so that you can be at peace, not war. But at some point, see, once you do something, like maybe you join a codependency group or you come to Restore mm-hmm. or like a Women in the Battle, once you do that, then there's going to come a day when you're going to say to him that you can't betray me anymore. We aren't going to do this anymore as it's been done in the past. So betrayal is over. I'm going to allow you to put together a program for yourself where there's no more betrayal. And it has to be a program that involves you getting help dealing with your unwillingness, first of all, and your desire to not experience pain and your hiding and all of those things. And if you'll do that, I'm going to be here for you. But if you're not, then it's not going to stay the same. Now, see, sometimes that is what it takes. Sometimes that's what it takes for a man to finally hear, I have to do something.
Right.
We don't want any kind of divorce. We don't want it to be harder. But if the man doesn't respond, then we've got to do whatever we know to do that might lead to a response that would produce a transformation. He's got to change the way he thinks. So I'm really glad you called, and I just love the fact that you love the book because it is so honoring of women.
It is.
It really is.
And I really like that idea, Steve, of Karen, you going and getting that support, because whether you stay with him or you don't, you need to do that work for you because you've been through a lot. Yeah. So it's important.
All right, let's go to Annie, Jacksonville, Florida. Listens on Sirius XM Satellite Radio. Glad that she does. Hi there. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing well. Thank you for taking my call. I'll get right to my question. My son is 22 years old, recently graduated from college in the city that we live in, and he has begun a relationship with a young woman that he kind of knew in college, and he comes home on weekends, and he is now sleeping over at her place on the weekends, and we heavily disapprove of that because we raised him, you know, we went to Christian school, we raised him to be a strong Christian. I don't know what to say. What do I say to him?
Okay. What have you said to him about it?
Well, I've said I strongly disapprove, and this is not how we raised you, and I don't think this is God's best for your life, for her or for you. Mm-hmm. And he's trying to make us just act like, oh, well, everybody's that way, and it's no problem. Well, it is a problem, and I don't know what else to say to him. I think he wants us to meet her, and he thinks that we'll disapprove of her now, and I just don't know how to proceed. We're very close to him.
And your husband's close to him, too?
Very. But
okay.
My husband is not as disapproving of this as I am.
So I think that's a place to start, where you and your husband need to talk through and just hear each other, you know, hear, and maybe you've done this, hear where he's coming from and have him hear where you're coming from, and get on the same page with this. And then I think it's really important for your husband to speak into your son's life because, you know, in that it's the son and you don't have the daughter, the son, you know, he's the one that's setting the precedence for a relationship. Right? I mean, she is too.
Yeah.
But he's supposed to be the leader, right? And he does.
Correct.
Is he aware of what he's setting up for the future? Versus he's looking at the here and now, and he's right. A lot of kids are doing this. It's more and more kids are doing this, okay? So it doesn't seem, it just seems, you know, they get desensitized to it, even as Christians. But he's setting up a lack of trust for his future relationship. Because the fact that he's willing to compromise now tells his, you know, possible future wife, who we know women, no matter what people say, are still security-minded, that, you know, deep down, she can't really trust him to lead her in the right direction.
Okay. So maybe we come back to that just a second.
This woman is a Christian.
Okay. Well,
This is really important stuff here. So I want to spend a little time on it. It's huge for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. Okay. So first of all, he wants you to meet her. Well, absolutely meet her, and don't shame her at all, especially if you say she's not a believer.
Right.
Okay. So you want him to see total acceptance of her, and we can totally accept somebody without accepting their behavior. But I want to talk to you about something real quick. Your husband isn't so offended by this or whatever. Now, I want you to be really honest with me. I don't want to create a problem where there isn't one. But how does your husband treat you? Is there any problem with him not seeing you as an equal partner in your marriage?
Well, there was an infidelity in the past.
Okay. Okay. Wow.
And my son was very aware of that.
Now, you can see the obvious here, right? Your husband didn't stick to the standard that God has set. Now, rather than communicate to his son, let me tell you, you got to do everything you can in this world to stick to God's standard, and this isn't going to help you. Rather than that, he's going the other way.
Mm.
And so here's what I would say to my husband first. Honey,
Okay. The
most painful thing that ever happened to me in my life was the betrayal of me.
Yeah.
And I am asking you to step up here, and in light of the pain that caused me, help our son prepare himself to never fall into that trap. In other words, he needs a standard beyond what he's living right now. Tell him the pain.
That sounds wonderful.
Now, look, before I got married, I did not have sex with my wife. I cannot tell you how many times she has told someone else, this man travels, never worry about anything because of what I did 15 mm-hmm. years ago before we were married. I showed her, I don't have to have instant gratification. And look, your husband sees women to some degree as objects that can be hurt, objects that can produce pleasure. There's some objectification there. Anytime a young man has sex with a woman before marriage, there is some level of objectification. And it's not whether or not she wants to or not. It's whether or not he's going to have a standard that will build or it will put a crack into that relationship. I'm going to send you...
I agree. That sounds great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, I want to send you worthy of her trust, and I want your husband to read that. I want you to... You know, we talk about this all the time. Nurture the little boy in your husband, but call out the man. And a lot of times, you know, we criticize like they're a little boy, and we shut down the man. I want you to call out your husband to be the man that he's been called to be and stand up for the standard that God has set here. Okay?
I think that's going to work. Thank you so much. I so appreciate that. Thank you.
All right. And I'm glad you called, and I'll get that book to you. Now, look, everybody, the brain, we talk about plasticity. Your brain is molded by the choices you make.
Mm-hmm.
And in your teens and early 20s, it's not just a choice that's out there in space now. It's in the brain. You're creating a pathway, and you need everything going for you that you possibly can. And we're pulling for folks and pulling for marriage and purity and character. And, I wish this dad was saying, look, when I didn't follow the guidelines that God set out for me, I got in trouble. And now you're not following the guidelines, and it's going to lead to trouble. So, help.
Wow, wouldn't that be great and really show such so a good. Change, a transformation in the husband instead of, okay, because I fell, well, I can't really speak strongly.
Yeah, that's right. All right, 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you need some help. We would love to help you. We'll tell you all about this amazing workshop that we've got coming up for every man, just like this boy. The coolest thing I've heard is a man taking his future son-in-law to every man's battle and them going through it together. And once they did, there was nothing they couldn't talk about. And we've got one coming up, and I wish her husband would take his son. It's October the 4th in Washington, D.C., and it's going to be a great, great time. And then we've got another one, December the 6th in Denver. 1-800-NEW-LIFE to find out all about that. All right, let's go to Rose, Fort Arthur, Texas, I believe it says here. And KKHT is the station. Hi there, how are you?
Hello, how are you?
Excellent.
I just had a couple of things I wanted to ask you about. Okay, I have a daughter. She was raised Christian. And she recently picked up this guy, literally, that was homeless, became his girlfriend, and all of a sudden became spiritually married, and all of a sudden became, we don't know anything, we don't know the truth, and that she wants, she's knocking everybody out of her family now. He's so-called teaching her the Bible, but he's teaching everything to his advantage. You understand? Enough to control her, the classic child molester. He was a convicted child molester. Has her talking like a child, you know. He says he's going to do, you know, all this stuff. And I don't even
know who she
is anymore. And she's 21, and she does nothing for us. Don't call Harley, nothing. She picks up the phone and have the audacity to call me and tell me I'm no longer her priority. I said, little girl, what are you talking about? You've never done anything for us. I've never asked my children to do anything.
I want you to think of something, okay? I want you to think back on where it is that she was deeply hurt or disappointed or somehow life changed dramatically for her. See if there's anything like that. You think about that while we take this break. You're listening to New Life Live. Really glad that you are. We love getting to do this, and thanks to those that support us in doing it.
I came into this thinking that my husband was the cause of many of our issues.
The New Life Intimacy and Marriage Workshop is coming to Columbus, Ohio, October 25th to the 27th.
But after learning about our attachment styles, I understood how our past hurts were playing into our present problems.
Join Steve Arterburn.
It's been a dream of mine for a long time to help people to grow more intimately together. And we believe that everybody has room to grow in the intimacy level of their life.
And Mylon and Kay Yurkovich.
We help couples understand how their attachment style is sabotaging their current relationship. And then we teach them how to create comfort in a relationship.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com.
Here at this workshop, we had our first ever conversation without yelling, blaming, and accusing.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Last year, after every man's battle, I was so moved by the transformation that I saw, not only in myself, but in the guys in our small group and the other people that were there and the stories that I heard, that I decided to go ahead and join Club New Life as a contributor to that.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
You guys are doing God's work here. You're restoring marriages. You're giving people hope. It's just been such a blessing to me, and I just wanted to encourage you all. When you see something good that God's doing, just jump on that and help support that.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433.
Give your support to them if you can, and just help them do what God's doing here in the world.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today. We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Stephen Arterburn here. Really glad that you're with us here today. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. If you need help in any way, we've got people there. They woke up this morning and said, man, I cannot wait to help somebody. And we've had people supporting us just so you would listen to this program. And then you'd call and get the help that you need. It's 1-800-NEW-LIFE. But right now, we're talking to Rose, who, Rose, your daughter is 21 or 22?
21.
Which one? Okay, 21. And how old is this 21. Man that she's with?
33.
Oh.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah. Now, let's talk about this. He's a convicted child molester, and he's kind of got control of her right now, as you're saying. Is there something, I ask you to think about this, is there some time or something that you look back on and you go, wow, that was really kind of things changed for her then? Is there anything like that?
Yeah.
What?
She got pregnant out of wedlock with her first boyfriend, and she said that she didn't want her child to be on drugs and doing bad things, so she didn't want him to be raised like that, so she took him away from the father.
Mm-hmm.
And she's pregnant again, out of wedlock, with even someone even worse, and that's why I can't understand. And she fought her dad twice for this man, who and her dad was trying to talk to her about this was wrong. And I even explained to her I never would have brought a person into my home around my one-year-old child that I know really nothing about because he said he didn't do it, really, you know?
Okay, hold on.
It's hurting me. I don't know whether to walk away or stay.
Okay, hold on.
And help. I don't know what to do.
Is your daughter pregnant from this man that she's with now?
Yes.
Okay.
So she has a one-year-old? She has a one-year-old?
Yes.
And she's pregnant again.
She has a one-year-old out of wedlock, swore she'd never do it again, and now she's pregnant again for the child molester who hurry up and help got her pregnant for control.
Got it. All right. Let me ask you this.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What benefit would it be for you to walk away?
I don't know. I love my kids. I don't know. I don't think about a benefit. I mean, I'm like, would she be happier? Or would I be sadder because I gave
just
up
answer.
On her?
Your daughter is lost.
Let me just answer it for you, okay? I understand you're hurt. I understand that you feel betrayed. But you might end up being the only positive influence in your daughter's life, right? So I would take off the table the question, should I give up on her? Or should I say I've had enough? Or any of that stuff, okay?
It's mostly just, should I just let her live the way she wants and learn the way she wants? It's not really giving
up,
you know?
Look, hold on. I want you to quit going down that path. And I want you to go down this path.
I'm ready.
I'd like you to say, Dr. Hubbard, what would be the most helpful thing I could do for my rebellious daughter who's now involved with a man that's a convicted child molester. And now once we get on that path, what's
that's
the most
true.
Helpful thing to do, we've got a better chance of creating a really much better than expected outcome. Okay? So I'm assuming you're with me now, right?
Yes,
you're with
I
me.
Am.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, Jill, let's just talk about this, and it's always hard to be a mom that is disrespected and disregarded.
Yeah. Well, and that's where I hear the kind of vacillation in your voice, Rose.
I cried for 3 days.
Oh, of course. See, your heart is breaking, right? And then you get angry, you know, and it's like, how dare she, right? And so how dare he? Absolutely.
Well, it's she. It's
so
she.
Your daughter is lost, right? She's not seeing the truth, right? So, of course, she's going to be acting in ways that, you know, are disrespectful of you. So you have to, instead of like, how dare she do this, you have to
see. You know better.
Right, but you have to see that this is the depth of her hurt and her being lost and kind of running from everything. Let me ask you this, Rose. Is the child with you? Her first child?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, he was for a long time, but she said that he needed to be with his new father since they're spiritually married now.
Yes. Okay. Okay. Do you have... Like, okay, you did say that she's cutting you off in terms of talking to you?
Well, when I went off on her, as a mother should, I said, are you crazy? Who do you think you're talking to? You know, blah, blah, blah. And I'm sorry.
Okay, so I want you to do this. Okay, first thing, part of this is I want you to try to recontact her and tell her that you've been thinking about what you said and the way you said it, and you want to... apologize for that.
Okay.
Because no matter what you do or what you say, I'm always here for you.
Right.
And, I did.
And
I
that
did
doesn't
do that.
Mean that you agree with her, but you're there for her. Right?
That's
and
what I just told her after she said she was sorry, of course.
Yeah.
I stopped barking and I told her that I was sorry how I came at her, but I said you came off as a shock to me and I didn't know how to react. What
well, absolutely.
Said to me was hurtful.
Good.
Okay, so
that
what
was
we're
great.
Trying to do,
Rose.
Okay.
Yes.
So you're farther down the road than thought, and that's absolutely fantastic. What we want to do is we want you to communicate to her, when you need me Not, hey, when you mess up and you have to call. No, it's when you need me, I'm here for you. I want to be part of this baby's life. I want to be part of your life. That's the tough thing to do, but it's the best hope for her, her future, and a new baby that's coming into the world. We'll talk more right after this.
For most of my life, I've been dealing with an opiate addiction.
Why is opioid addiction quickly becoming one of our nation's biggest killers? Maybe it's because it isn't only those who are addicted who are in denial.
We did what I see so many parents do, is it can't be an addiction. There's something medically wrong.
It's impossible to solve a problem when you don't know what you're up against, and families will try to find any explanation except the one that will put them on the right path.
Alcoholism and drug addiction is a family disease. It doesn't affect just the individual.
If someone you love is abusing painkillers, know what you're up against. It's time to admit it's addiction and seek treatment. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We have Christ-centered partner treatment centers around the country. Call 1-800-639-5433 or visit us online at newlife.com.
We just made a decision. We will do whatever it takes.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
I'm an addict, and I'm trying to get God in my life again. You seem to be able to get to the crux of a problem quickly.
Our Christ-centered treatment programs can help you break free to embrace all that God has for you and your family.
I just want to thank you guys for bringing me to a relationship with Jesus.
There really is help for marital problems, depression, addictions, panic attacks, and feelings of hopelessness.
I came back with so many tools to help me prepare myself to fight this struggle and this battle that I have every day.
You can start living again today, living the life God intended for you. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
They did care, and they did follow up very lovingly, and it made all the difference in my life.
Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Someone who cares is waiting at the other end of the phone. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-639-5433.
Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. We're going to just help Rose here establish some ideas, maybe even that new. But the first phase of this is to try to get back into a kind of a healthy relationship with the daughter, and it sounds like she's made some great inroads there,
right,
where they're communicating, and the daughter knows, I'm not going to hear a lecture every time you know, I call my mom.
Yeah, you're not going to go off on her.
Yeah.
Right, so you're reestablishing that.
Yeah. And I would just say, in this phase, it's always great to ask questions. Hey, how's it going? How's the pregnancy? Being truly interested in
it. Right. Okay, what is life like for you now? You know, I want to hear from you about your life. And also, Rose, this comes with the understanding that you really don't have control. Earlier you said, well, should I let her? Well, she's an adult. She has done this. And sadly, she's abruptly kind of left the home and left your parenting. So then next, you use words like, when you make choices like this, I'm scared for you and it makes me sad, but I love you and I'm always here for you. So you tell her your feelings that way. When, you know, you have the baby around someone who I don't know if he's trustworthy or not, I'm scared for you and my grandchild.
Yeah.
And it makes
and
me
then,
sad.
And then, okay, so that's phase two. So you
that's
reestablish.
Phase two.
Then at some point you're saying, you know, I'm really scared for you. And then the third thing, Jill, which I think is so important.
So,
here,
Rose, I think that you need to call Child Protective Services. You don't have to tell your daughter. You can call anonymously. Get the information, because there's a one-year-old that's now with a convicted child molester. And even if he served his time and is out, he will still be registered. And ask them, you know, if this is reportable, which I believe it is, and what you should do. But so you're at least starting some paper trail. And, you know, then, you know, in terms of, not that you want to try to take the child away from your daughter, but if she continues to put the child in dangerous situations, you've got to protect the child. Now the child becomes your priority.
Yeah. And you know what? This is one of those situations. When we had Max Lucado on, he was talking about the little teaching I did when he went to Oregon with us. One of those situations where acceptance of our reality is so very important. And no, this isn't what any of us would have asked for. It's not what anybody would have wanted.
No.
But it's the reality. And so you step in there and you do the best you can. You connect, you nurture, but you also, like Jill's saying, I really do think you need to contact Child Protective Services and let them be aware of the situation, and to do it anonymously is just absolutely...
It's a great place to start.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'm really glad you called. I'm going to send you Healing is a Choice and Take Your Life Back Both, and I hope those will bless you. I hope that you will use them, and maybe you could even come to one of our workshops where we talk about these very things. Larry Sonnenberg, I believe, is in the studio. Is that correct, Larry?
That's correct.
You're
Steve.
Right.
I'm right here.
Okay. Larry, let's talk about, it's September. We're coming to the end of September.
Someone's at
now.
The door, Larry.
We need some good support here. And we've got several different ways that people can do
and
it.
And they want to donate.
Yes, we do have several different ways. And I, one of the most exciting ways is it's going to start on Monday. We have an auction starting Monday online. And we've got a slew of things. I want to read off a list quickly, if it's okay.
Sure, read the slew.
And I want to tell people that you need a credit card or a debit card in order
to shop,
be available to, or be... qualified to bid on the items. We've got a brain spec scan from Amen Clinics. We've got two cruises, one on the Caribbean and one our New Life cruise next year in 2020. We've got five weekend vacation experiences, Lake Tahoe, Flagstaff, Seattle, one in Virginia, one Dominican Republic. We've got five different art pieces, three sculptures and two Artiburn original pieces of art.
Woo!
We've got a great camera, a Canon camera. Quit laughing. That's good stuff.
Can't wait to check it out.
We have five lenses. We've got a baseball card collection, 20,000 cards or more. We've got a vintage Popeye wind-up toy. We have some jewelry. We have two sailboat half-day rides, one on the East Coast, one on the West, a 45-foot brand-new sailboat, and a 77-foot yacht. An HD radio, deer hunting experience, farm life experience, camping experience, autograph books, dinner at the Keffers, phone coaching from four different coaches, three radio hosts, and one of our board members is a coach. So we got a lot of things. And I just want to encourage you, it's a new way for us to raise a little money. And you can benefit from it as a donor.
And it goes to help people that can't afford to be helped, so you can really make an impact and enjoy a great, great, wonderful benefit of whatever it is, if you love to sail or whatever. And so we're really happy about it. We're going to try, see how it goes. It's a great experiment. We love the idea. We're willing to try just anything to help increase our support for helping you. So really excited about that. In the meantime, we need some one-time gifts here to help us. And if you can, you know, we'll send you a copy of this new book for your kids or grandkids. It's for 8 to 12-year-olds to teach them in a brand new way. It's a Bible story book, 10 Bible stories that are taught by a 12-year-old named Kirby McCook. And I'm telling you, I've had, when I showed it to our children's director, we've got about 12,000 in our church, she loved this. And others that have read it have said, this is how we get the truth inside this new generation. So it's our way of saying thank you for a one-time gift. And joining Club New Life, $30 a month, makes all the difference in the world. So please help us if you possibly can.
Steve, I just want to say, the Club New Life, the $30 a month, I don't know why, but people seem to just slow down, and we're hardly getting new signups right now. And I want to remind people, you got an 8-book set as a gift. 8 fabulous books from all the radio hosts here.
The best of the best.
And so please sign up for Club New Life. That's a real important thing for this ministry to be able to keep doing what we're doing.
It sure is.
So thank you so
much.
Thank
you, Larry. Thanks for all you do to help us reach others. Let's talk with Leroy from Houston, Texas. KKHT is the station there. Hi, how are you?
How are you, sir?
Good. What's going on?
Well, I was saying that I have a situation in my marriage right now where I have been unfaithful to my wife numerous of times in 12 years marriage. Currently, I suspect she has done the same. She denies it, but I have some voicemail that came from her phone, and it sounds very explicit, like something is going on. However, I could be wrong. But and recently on Valentine's Day, the day before Valentine's, I asked her a question if she was in love, and she responded, "With who?" And
well, let's just deal with you, my friend.
Let's just deal with you. Me because I am the issue, really.
Yeah.
And I have issues with pornography and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I just want to get some help, get myself together.
Yeah.
Have you ever gotten any kind of help?
I was involved in a men's group, and I was seeing a counselor at one time, and I just stopped going.
Okay.
That was right after we separated, because I left the house for about 1 to 8 months now.
Okay. Well,
so you left the home, and you stopped getting help?
I did.
Okay.
I got help as soon as I left, and then like 3 months into it, then I just stopped.
And do you listen to our program very much?
Faithfully every day.
Mm.
All right. So you know about every man's battle, right?
Yes, I do, sir. I'm very aware of it.
I'm just curious. I mean, you sound really sincere in wanting help. Why is it that you've never gone ahead and made that phone call?
Honestly, I have called you a couple of times, and then I just kind of chickened out and then hung up once you put me on hold. And I never stayed on hold.
All right. Well, we're not going to put you on hold now. Here's something. I'll send you this book. I'm going to send you the book, Every Man's Battle and Worthy of Her Trust. I want to talk to you about getting into the workshop. But here's the thing that would be so great. I really believe you, even though you've done these things. I believe you when you say, I really love her.
Mm-hmm.
And here's what you can do. You can lead her and both of you to a life of sexual integrity. In other words, if you get your act together, she's going to respond to that. And if she was involved with somebody, there's a very good chance that she's going to respond to what you're doing.
Right.
And if there was a problem, you could judge that or criticize that, or you could say, hey, I did it too, and maybe she was responding to me.
She was retaliating.
Yeah, revenge or something. So you lead the way for both of you getting better. And you do that by becoming willing to do whatever it takes. It's one thing to know you have a problem and want it to be better, but you got to be willing. And if you are, things can change.
She said, we need to talk. She's asked me for the first time if I would consider myself a sex addict. You know, I thought it was just about admitting the things that I had done wrong. I never had a clue that it was about redeeming our story. You know, I thought it was just about coming clean on what I had done. I had no idea how to help her with her pain. She was a mess, I was a mess, and we got divorced. Going to EMB, surrounding myself with these other men, they accepted me for who I was and what I had done, but they challenged me to step up and do better. You know, they'll be around other men who are not just pointing the finger, but willing to get in and wade through it with them, you know, get in the trenches. They'll get hope from this workshop. Take my sweet wife and my story. We were divorced, remarried, and on our way to what I think will be the sweetest years of our lives. You know, it's no longer simply about surviving. For the first time ever, you know, we're thriving, we're enjoying where we're at.
Hey, listen, if you're struggling, we want to see you at the workshop. Give us a call, 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
Your ministry has saved my life.
If you struggle with emotional hurt, family or marriage problems, the pit of depression, or the pain of addictions, we can help.
I'm down 100 pounds now from what I was.
You guys are awesome. You're a blessing to America.
Our treatment programs provide clinically appropriate solutions from licensed professionals, all in a biblical framework.
I have had problems with alcohol. I think God has ordained this place to be His.
You don't have to be a prisoner of your pain. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
She tells me that I'm a new man and I feel like a new man.
It worked for me and it can work for them too.
This time it is different.
If you're ready to take the first step toward genuine spiritual and emotional healing, please call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back and we're talking with Leroy from Houston, Texas. And he thinks his wife's been unfaithful, but he certainly admits it here and wanting some help here.
And
Joe, you had a thought.
Yeah, Leroy, I do hear how broken you sound. And, you know, we have addictions for a reason, because they're immediate and they take us out of our feelings. And the idea of, you know, getting on a path to recovery, it's not so quick. And so I can hear how you got involved for 3 months and probably weren't doing quite enough and then maybe got discouraged and back into this kind of hopeless, broken place. Mm-hmm. But as we were talking about, broken is good if it helps you move into doing something different, but not as a place just to stay. To stay in your brokenness doesn't get you anywhere. So we have to use that brokenness to say, enough, I'm hitting bottom. I need something more, right? I need something different. I need to add some things and some help, some people alongside me so that I can go the distance with this. Because if there's any hope for your life to be different, that's what it takes. So going to every man's battle, you know, getting the courage. I mean, our people that are on the phone, I mean, that's all they do, our phone counselors. And they are dedicated. They'll call you every day if you need that. They'll call in and, you know, encourage you and help you to show up. And so reaching out, asking for that help, being in the groups, getting a sponsor, having men around you, doing all of those things is really important for your success. And if you're starting to feel hopeless, well, then you need people that you can call so that you don't sink back down, and a therapist to help you work through issues. Did I miss anything, Steve?
No, and I was just at lunch with my friend Dave, and we were talking about if you go to every man's battle, and you get involved in sustained victory, you follow up with a counselor, and then you have a sponsor, you know, there's about a 95% chance this is not going to ever be a painful part of your life again. That's a pretty great success rate, but you have to put all that stuff together. And so I hope that you will do that and that you'll let us help you. I'm glad you called. And I just want to remind everybody, once again, you know, we have all these feelings where we feel guilt, shame, responsibility, disappointment. But those wear off. And then what are we left with? We're left with treating the pain that reemerges. And it's not enough. We have to put in place the things that are going to work long term.
Right. So, and that's also the thing, that if there's any hope for the marriage, right? We women, we may say, no, 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 I'm done, but we're watching. Right?
That's
and if you start to do the right things, the love will reemerge. Right? She's protecting herself right now.
It's your greatest hope for all. So let me send you Every Man's Battle and Worthy of Her Trust. And hold on, we want to see if we can get you into Every Man's Battle. It is October the 4th in Washington, D.C., November the 1st in Orange County. Our 12 Steps to Happier is coming up October the 5th. That's in Irvine. We'd love for you to join us there. Intimacy in marriage, it's just so powerful. My wife and I were talking with a couple last night and who're struggling, and we just said this is the thing that provides the most help for the most people in the shortest length of time. It's October 25th. We've seen miracles. And, you know, if you're anywhere near the center of the country, it's in Columbus, Ohio. You know, a lot of times we're in Dallas or D.C. or L.A. We're coming to Columbus, Ohio on October 25th. Please come and be part of that. We've got Restore on November the 15th. And let me just remind everybody, we're listener supported. We can't do it without you. And if you do, I'll send you Kirby McCook and the Jesus Chronicles, a Bible story book, a contemporary Bible story book that will help your kids 8 to 12 learn the truth. And the overriding message is that Jesus has been here from the beginning. Now, I just want to talk to you a little bit about New Life. We've got a couple of minutes here. You know, we're a unique ministry because we just want to help people transform their lives. Romans 12:2 says this: don't get sucked in to all the stuff that everybody else is doing in this world. It's so easy to do. But it says this: be transformed by doing something that seems really simple. It says, be transformed by changing the way you think. Other translations say renewing your mind. But the one I love is be transformed by changing the way you think. You go, well, that just sounds so simple. You know what I found? For me to change the way I think is one of the hardest things in the world. We think we've got it figured out, or we're afraid to explore a different way of looking at things. And I want to tell you a great perspective on changing the way you think. You change your perspective from standing tall with your hands on your hips to getting on your knees and lifting those hands up to God and asking for God to help you in a way that nobody else can. You know, when we look at Jeremiah 6:16, it tells us to stop at the crossroads and look around. Search for the old godly path and walk in it. And when we do, it says this, it has a promise: you'll find rest for your souls. If we're not willing to take a minute and stop what we're doing and look at the consequences, the results of living from one relief source after another, we'll never, ever find God's path. And I believe that every one of God's paths that we could be on begins with this phrase, humbling down. Misty shared that with me, and I just felt like, man, that is the answer. It's humbling down. Mm-hmm. Arrogance is something that God stands against. So maybe you're thinking in your marriage, it's all about them. They need to fix themselves. But what could you do in the meantime? What could you do in the area of acceptance? Accepting the other person. Accepting that your expectations aren't met. Accepting your reality. It is such a bold move when you do it. We want to help you do that. It sounds so easy. Let me change the way I think. Let me accept my reality. Well, it sounds easy, but when you hit a snag and you find you can't do it, that's what we're here for. And so we have a call center. We don't lease it out. We don't farm it out. We do it ourselves because we want people to experience the true truth that is there. We're not here to help people feel better. We want to help people go from this direction to the other, to literally change the way they think, change the course of their life, the trajectory that over time will have a dramatic impact on where they end up with themselves and their relationship. The goal is loving other people well, and whatever standing in the way of that, that's what we want to help you get out of the path, get out of God's path. Takes a phone call, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Maybe today is a day of courage for you, and you do what you've resisted doing for a long time. You pick up the phone and you call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Workshops, books, counselors, all sorts of things that we can help you with. Bibles that help you understand God's Word the way God meant it to be understood. It's the true truth. That's how we call it. So call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We'll tell you what we do. And then, maybe you've never given, this would be an amazing time to step up and fill in the gap for here at the end of September. It's going to be a great month, we know. Check out that auction. You can give that way. Join Club New Life. Be part of the New Life giving family. My thanks to you, Dr. Jill Hubbard, and thanks to all of you who watch, listen, and pray for us. Don't stop. We need it. We'll see you next time right here on New Life Live. Call us 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We want to help at newlife.com.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again on Monday for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.